Decompact. And I also sent a message to the contact page on the Arizona PT board website so that I could try to fix the mistake. TJ responded to me, but I didn't receive a response from the board. And then on the 26th of September, I received approval to take the test. And on the 27th is when I received my complaint. And I also then did take the test and pass it on October 12th. So I just wanted to clarify a couple of the things about my timeline and history of trying to pursue this compact privilege. Thank you for your time today and being here.
Okay, thank you. All right. We'll now move into well, first the state, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond. Would the state like to call its first witness?
Yes, the state would call Veronica Cardoza, please. Ms. Cardoza, you've been sworn in. Can you please state your name for the record?
Veronica Cardoza.
And where are you employed?
With the state of Arizona.
Okay. All right, and what is your position?
Administrative services officer.
Okay.
Can you speak up, Veronica?
Sure.
And Ms. Cardoza, were you involved in some in the email correspondence with Ms. Sinclair in this case?
I was.
Okay. All right. And can you, as a way of background, are you involved with dealing with the Compact Commission and verifying whether or not individuals have successfully passed the jurisprudence exam that are granted privileges here in Arizona?
As far as verifying, no.
No.
All I do is approve.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about the approval. Could you please just very briefly explain what you do?
The applicant would email me with their with the set information that it clarifies on the website, the Federation's website. Once they've emailed me with a request to take it, then I approve them.
Okay.
And, yeah, and that's it.
Okay. And then once you approve them, what happens next?
Within 24 to 48 hours, they will receive an ATT letter from the Federation, and at that point, they can contact the Prometric Center to reserve their seat.
Okay, and as far as Prometric, where are those located?
There's over 300 testing centers, and they're everywhere.
Okay, all right, and they're able to just contact Prometric and then
give them their zip code, and they will let them know the testing centers in their area.
Okay, and is that available almost approximately 350 days a year to be able to?
7 days a week.
7 days a week, right. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, in this case, I'd like to turn your attention to State's Exhibit 6, and can you identify if this is the email correspondence that you had with Ms. Sinclair? Okay. All right, and turning to the second page, on June 22nd of 2019 at approximately 4 o'clock, did you receive this email correspondence from Ms. Sinclair regarding taking the Arizona Jurisprudence exam?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and what is she basically asking for?
For approval for the AZ law so she can be ready to apply for the compact license.
Okay. And at that time, was are you aware of whether or not Washington had been officially into...
At that time, I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. All right. And can you please read the last sentence of that, the last sentence of the first paragraph into the record?
My request is to be approved for the jurisprudence so that I can take the exam and be ready to apply for the compact license when it becomes available.
Okay. And for the record, an individual that is applying for compact privileges in the state of Arizona, they are required to take and pass the jurisprudence exam to be able to get the compact privilege in Arizona. Is that
yes,
right?
Prior.
Right,
to
prior.
This.
Okay. All right. And then turning to the first page, which would be at, I believe it's at Bates 32, is this the rest of the email correspondence that you have with Ms. Sinclair?
It is.
Okay. And then what are you advising her about as far as payment?
To let me know when she has paid for that.
Okay. All right. So then once she has submitted, and then did she advise you when she has had submitted payment on that time?
She did.
Okay. And what was the date on that?
She submitted payment on, looks like July 11th.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Do you recall having other any other conversations with Ms. Sinclair during the course of this?
I don't recall if we talked over the phone or not.
Okay.
I don't remember.
And if there had been other communications with you, I guess what was stated that to fix the mistake, are you aware that you received any communications or the website received any communications to fix the mistake? I believe that was her prior statement. Are you aware of that?
I didn't receive any information on to fix the mistake.
All right. And is there any way, based on what you do in your job as far as grant, as far as facilitating individuals to take the jurisprudence exam, is there any way to, I guess I'm going to withdraw that, but you had not any communication with her regarding this error?
No.
Okay. All right. And from your understanding, based on the initial communication on June 22nd, she was aware that she had to pass the jurisprudence exam?
I assume she was.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. I have no further questions of Ms. Cardoza.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And the state would move State's Exhibit 6 in evidence.
All right. So moved. Do you have any questions for Ms. Cardoza? Or?
Not really a question, but I didn't. Just to clarify, I didn't specifically...
Okay, I'm going to object. Just questions back and forth, please. Okay. If you have any other statements, you'll have an opportunity to do that.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Yeah, basically like a cross-examination of, you know, or clarification of...
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Does the board have any questions?
Ms. Cardoza, did Ms. St. Clair, has she taken the jurisprudence exam?
Has she? She has taken it twice.
Did she pass? Has she passed it?
Yes. Second time she passed it.
Currently, has she met all the requirements in Arizona to obtain the compact privilege?
Now she has.
Thank you.
Okay. Any additional witnesses by the state?
I would just have one follow-up question with Ms. Cardoza. Ms. Cardoza, could you please take a look at State's Exhibit 2? And that would be the FSBPT results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then this is just a follow-up to Mr. Greer's questions. On the first page, that would be, I believe it's on, I'm sorry, you guys, my bait stamps are a little bit fuzzy over here. I think it's bait 7. What does it indicate on the first page regarding whether or not the...
It indicates that Loxy Sinclair failed on 8-1, 2019.
Okay. All right. And then the second page, what does that indicate?
It indicates that she passed it on her second try on 10-12 of 2019.
Okay. And the passage of the AZ law on 10-12-19 was after she applied for and obtained the compact privilege. Is that correct?
Yes, she applied and obtained it on September 24th of 2019.
All right. And at the time when she applied for and obtained the compact privilege and attested that she took the Arizona jurisprudence exam and passed it, she had not passed the test, had she?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. The state would move State's Exhibit 2 in evidence.
So moved.
Thank you.
Can I follow up?
Yeah.
How many days was that between that she applied and when she passed?
That was
approximately 26 days, from the 14th to the 24th.
When it was issued.
I think my question is for Ms. Cardoza.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
About 2 weeks.
Do you know if she practiced in Arizona during those 2 weeks?
I do not. I do not because they are not required to report any information.
Okay.
All right. Would you like to call another witness?
Yes, the state would call Dr. Donahue. Dr. Donahue, could you please state your name for the record and where you are employed?
Karen Donahue, Executive Director for the Board of Physical Therapy.
Okay. And Dr. Donahue, how long have you been a physical therapist?
30 years.
Okay, thank you. Are you familiar with Compact, the PT Compact?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And based on your familiarity with it, can you explain to the board the process, the online process for fulfilling that application and your understanding regarding the attestations during that process?
So the application is performed online. Your compact can be obtained instantaneously after you've attested twice that you have taken, that you've met the requirements and taken the law exam.
Okay. And based on some prior prior question, is there some like 2-week window that it states on there that they get to take and pass the Arizona jurisprudence exam?
No, the requirement is that before they obtain the compact, that they have passed the Arizona law exam.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to draw your attention to State's Exhibit 1, and that would be your investigative report in this case. Dr. Donahue, what prompted your investigation in this case?
I received notification when we get new compact privileges issued, and then I go into the FSBVT website where I verify that the Arizona law exam has been completed.
Okay, and what did you learn in this case?
That the exam had been completed, but she had failed.
Okay. And at that time, what action did you take?
We opened a complaint.
Okay. And does the investigative report contained in State's Exhibit 1 contain your investigative findings?
It does.
All right, thank you. Now, what date was the compact privilege, what date did that occur on? What date did she
say? 9/24/19.
Okay. And again, not to belabor the point, in your investigation, what was the date that it was determined that Ms. Sinclair failed the Arizona law exam?
She failed on 8/1/19.
Okay. All right. And during that period of time, there was sufficient time. Would you agree with me that there was sufficient time for her to take and pass the exam?
You can take the exam every day of the year except for, I think, 3 days.
Okay, and those would be probably
Christmas, New Year's, and I don't know that. I think there are 3 days you cannot take the exam.
Okay, maybe Thanksgiving.
That could be it.
All right, okay, thank you. All right, now, did you advise Ms. Sinclair of the complaint against her license?
She was notified of the complaint against her license.
All right. And I'd like you to take a look at State's Exhibit 5. And is this the notification that you provided?
It is.
Okay. And what was the violation of the law that you put down?
ARS 32-2044-14. Making misleading, deceptive, untrue, or fraudulent representations in violation of this chapter or the practice of the profession.
Okay, and was this because of the false attestation on the compact application?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And the state would at this time move State's Exhibit 5 and 1 in evidence.
So moved.
Okay, thank you. All right, and did you receive a response?
I did.
Okay, and turning to page 7, is this a response that...
Exhibit 7?
Yes. Is this the response that you received?
It is.
Okay. All right. And was this presented to the board at the time that they considered the investigative report and made a decision to move this case forward at that time?
It was.
Okay. All right. Right. I'm going to draw your attention to 6. The sixth line from the first paragraph, and can you read starting the sentence prior to submitting the application?
Prior to submitting the application, I generally believe the order of the completion did not matter.
Okay. All right. And then I'd like to draw your attention to some correspondence that you had with the Compact Commission administrator. If you could take a look at State's Exhibit 3, Can you explain who TJ Cantwell is?
Mr. Cantwell is the executive director of the compact.
Okay. And did you talk to him once you were discovered that there was an issue with the compact privilege that was being issued without a determination that indeed the AZ law test had not been passed?
Mr. Cantwell, I have had many conversations regarding that.
Okay, and is this an email with him confirming the notice that an individual would have regarding the requirement that the AZ law exam must be fulfilled?
It is.
Okay, all right. And can you please read the starting at the second sentence in the first paragraph?
I'm able to confirm there is absolutely no way an individual would be able to purchase and receive a compact privilege for the state of Arizona without checking a box in two different places, attesting that they have completed the required jurisprudence exam for Arizona.
Okay. And then if you would read the first two sentences of the second paragraph.
I have attached a document that walks you through the process each person would have to complete in order to get to the compact privileges. In slide 7 and 8, you will see there are jurisprudence annotations that must be checked prior to a person is allowed to proceed to the next steps.
All right. And then can you please read the attestation that he's quoting? It's part of the last two sentences.
It's in quotes. I attest that in capitals I have completed, and then back to lowercase, the required jurisprudence exam.
Okay. And then what does it state? It states on slide 8. That would be the next sentence.
Slide 8, in quotes, I attest that I have completed the jurisprudence requirement for the jurisdictions in which I am obtaining a compact privilege.
All right, thank you. And then attached to the email, and it's the second page, and it would be at Bates 12, is this a screenshot of a portion of the online application process that an individual would have to, that an individual sees when they fill out their application online?
I have not filled out an application, so I'm not sure, but this is something that is available on the website.
Right, and this is what was provided to you in his correspondence with the slides.
Correct.
Okay. All right, and then under Arizona, what does it state as far as jurisprudence exam requirement?
That you must register for the exam through the FSBPT here, and there's a link. You must subsequently also send an email including your name, address, and FSBPT ID to Ms. Cardoza at her email address, requesting access to the Arizona jurisprudence exam for the purpose of obtaining a compact privilege.
Right, and then as far as the total fee, the $45, what does that column state right there?
Repeat your question.
Oh, it's under jurisprudence examination requirement, and it says must be passed.
Right,
before applying for CP and, initial and review. Did I read that correctly?
You did.
All right, do you believe that is difficult language to understand, Dr. Donahue?
It's written as it's written.
Okay, thank you. The state would move State's Exhibit 3 in evidence.
So moved.
Okay, and then finally, Dr. Donahue, this is State's Exhibit 4. This is documentation. Is this the documentation that you received from Mr. Cantwell regarding the online process?
It is.
Okay. And now as far as the first page, it talks about the PT compact. It has it has 1 through 6, that discusses what the eligibility requirements are. And number 6, could you please read that in the record?
You must successfully complete the jurisprudence requirement from the state you want a compact privilege in.
Okay, and then it talks about the fees and jurisprudence requirements table. I believe that's the table that we just testified to. Okay, thank you. All right, now this PowerPoint presentation is the one that he provided you, and he references slides 7 and 8, and I believe they're at Bates 21 and 22, which may be hard to read. I do have a larger copy. For the board, as far as at Bates 21, I think it's 21, it states that there's an attestation that the Arizona jurisprudence examination was completed. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly?
I think so. I have a terrible time reading this as well, but I can't tell you for sure on the copy that you have electronic.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to provide you with?
If you want an answer, yes.
Yeah.
And you're talking page 21 of the exhibits?
Yeah. I have, right here. There's this one. Okay.
You be sure you show, make sure the respondent has.
Pardon me?
Does the respondent have what you're showing her?
Yeah, she does. She does. She has a copy.
Can I have a copy of it?
Pardon me?
Can I see it too?
Yes, I definitely would do that. We can pass it around.
I can't read it.
That's not even page 21. Hold on.
I can pull those two separate pages out that I have tabbed.
I'm trying to find the same page.
Is Ms. Sinclair able to read it? Yeah. Are you able to read it, Ms. Sinclair?
No, not on this copy.
Yeah. Pardon me.
In Exhibit 4. I don't see this page. Hold on, sorry. What's the number on the bottom? Just pull it out. Yeah, that'd be awesome. It doesn't, it looks like this page, but it's not this page. Oh, this is the page.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That one we have. It's on your drive on page 24. This copy is readable, and it does, I can confirm it says that she's a test.
Okay, all right. I'm going to show it to the respondent, and then I'll just pass it around to the board.
I mean, some of our pages were on the first girl we heard, and they're way more readable than this. Yeah.
Difference
between what is that? Ashley Burton. Mm-hmm.
You move it from pick it up over here. Yeah, they're passing it. Yeah, they're passing it. Yeah, just stay right here and get it from Mike. Please.
And there is also page 20, which is a which corresponds to Bates 20, and it would have a it goes earlier on. It's earlier in the packet.
not her actual application. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. The state moves states exhibit 4 in evidence.
All of it or just the ones we can read?
No, the entire packet. Unless
I can only read. I can't read any of it.
Then I would just move those 2 pages in evidence.
Okay. And then the first page?
Yes.
Okay. So moved. Any other?
Okay. Dr. Donahue, following the passage that Ms. Sinclair's passage of the Arizona jurisprudence exam, did you receive any further correspondence from her regarding this case?
Just the communication we had about the waiver of the 35 days and the notice of formal hearing.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions of Dr. Donahue.
Okay. Ms. Sinclair, do you have any questions for Ms. Donahue?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
I have a couple.
Okay, go ahead.
You said you had many conversations with the Mr. TJ?
Mr. Cantwell?
Mr.
Correct.
Cantwell?
Mm-hmm.
What were the substance of those conversations?
Substance of the conversations deal around the fact that somebody can attain a compact without completing the requirements of the compact.
Did you ever have any conversations with him about withdrawing their compact privileges from Arizona?
Yes, we've had that conversation. I believe Mr. Cornwell was on that phone conversation when we were having it, and Mr. Cantwell indicated that that was not an availability.
He told you that he would not recognize a withdrawal of the compact?
So he said, I don't remember exactly how it went, but in the end of the conversation, there was nothing in the compact he could point to which gave him the privilege or the power to accept a voluntarily surrender.
Has he told you in the past that he would accept a voluntary surrender of compact privilege?
I have not been able to receive any information through the compact that would validate that they can receive a voluntary surrender of a compact.
I understand that, but my question was, has he told you that he would recognize a withdrawal of the
compact? The conversation started with him saying that he could, and then I asked for verification, of which he could not produce any document or any policy that allowed that to occur.
Okay. But he has told you that he could accept a withdrawal.
He's just the administrator of the compact.
I know, okay. But can you answer my question?
Yes.
Mr. Greer,
I have answered
respect,
your question.
I'm going to object because I don't feel that that level of conversation with TJ Cantwell really bears on the facts and circumstances of this case. The case was moved to formal hearing.
She testified that she had many conversations, and I'm just following up on the substance of
it. I still do not believe that line of questioning is really particularly relevant to the facts and circumstances of this case.
I think it's highly relevant to the facts and circumstances of this case.
I think the board will take into consideration both sides.
When did you inform Ms. Sinclair of the investigation opened?
Well, that would have been
the state's exhibit 5.
Oh, thank you. I'm just clicking through them. She was informed on September 25th, 2019.
And when did she pass the jurisprudence exam?
October 12, 2019.
Looking at Exhibit 4, the first page.
The first page of what?
Of Exhibit 4.
Okay, yes.
It says to maintain a compact privilege, purchase and maintain, you must meet each of these requirements, correct?
Where are you reading?
Exhibit 4.
Third line.
I'm in Exhibit 4. Tell me the line.
The third line, in order to purchase.
In order.
And then there's six things.
Where do you see that? And Exhibit 5? Oh, four. Exhibit 4. I'm sorry. I'm in Exhibit 5. Exhibit 4.
No, it's right here.
Yes, go ahead.
And she meets all those currently, correct?
Currently.
The rest of Exhibit 4, why couldn't you read the exhibit that was on the computer?
Because it's not scanned correctly.
Okay. It's kind of small, too, right?
It's unreadable.
Yeah. Okay, I don't have anything else.
Does anyone else have questions for Ms. Donahue?
No.
I do. Ms. Donahue, the small size on Exhibit 4, that's because that's how it was provided to the board and to the state in formulating our exhibits. Wouldn't you agree with me as far as that's concerned?
So it came to us electronically, and it did not print well.
Right. Okay. All right. But that's not a representation of the full size that's actually... that we looked on the other two pages of it.
Correct. You had clear copies.
Okay, and they were large. Correct.
They were.
Okay. Thank you.
Just one follow up. How did it appear on Ms. Sinclair's screen when she filled out her compact?
I have no idea. I haven't applied for a compact.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Does the state have any other witnesses?
The state does not at this time. The state would rest.
Okay. Ms. Sinclair, you may call witnesses or whatever you'd like to say. This is your opportunity.
I just have another question for Ms. Cardoza, if you don't mind. Did you receive the emails that I sent to you on September 18th and 24th, and was it necessary for me to email again after submitting an application to retake the jurisprudence exam?
Yes, once you failed, you do have to email another request with all of the information all over again.
Okay. Thank you.
May I ask Ms. Cardoza a question?
Cardoza.
Cardoza. I'm having difficulty speaking. Ms. Sinclair states that she contacted the board to withdraw her request for compact. How is that handled?
Once the approval is sent, I cannot withdraw it. Once the approval is sent, I can't contact the Federation and withdraw. I mean, it's pretty, they get the approval within 24 to 40 hours. So if with a compact, I wouldn't like have time to call him and redact it. So.
Okay. And that was conveyed to Ms. Sinclair?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a follow-up question. When you're notified that respondent did not pass the first time, was there any communication about the next step for her, or was it in any email?
No. No, we are not required to reach out to compact applicants to follow up on anything.
Okay.
Does any of the board members have any questions for Ms. Sinclair?
I do. Are you working here, Ms. Sinclair, in Arizona?
No, I'm not as a physical therapist assistant.
In Arizona. Okay, so you wrote in this letter that you reached out to the compact board to say you wanted to withdraw. Did
yes.
you hear from them at all?
Yes, TJ Cantwell responded and told me to make sure I contacted the Arizona State Board immediately, which I had already done through the board's website under the contact area. I sent a message, but I didn't receive a response.
So he never conveyed to you that you could contact him, but there was nothing they could do?
No, he did not.
Okay, thank you.
So, Mr. Cantwell... referred you to us.
Yes.
That's good.
And this was probably back in October, November, somewhere in there?
That would have been September 24th, the day that I applied for the compact privilege.
So on the day you applied for the compact privilege, you contacted Mr. Cantwell to withdraw?
Yes.
Because you had realized that you had checked the wrong box?
Yes. Okay. And the Arizona PT board, both on the same day.
Okay.
Dr. Cornwall, I know you asked Ms. Sinclair if she had any questions for anybody. Sometimes she can call herself as a witness, but you don't really ask yourself questions. So it would be appropriate if Ms. Sinclair had any statements that she wanted to make under oath for her to do that now.
As far as statements, just outside of what I already said in my opening statement. Sorry, I just don't want to.
It's just an opportunity for basically you to present your side of the story. To the extent that you feel that you did that during your opening, you can. It's okay to say that,
okay.
But I didn't want you to feel that there was no venue.
Because you don't have witnesses, it looks kind of lopsided. So we want to make sure you have an opportunity to tell your side of the story and provide any evidence that you might have, clarifications, anything, okay?
Okay. I acknowledge that I was incorrect in submitting the application prior to passing the test, but I did do everything that I could at the time to try to right the wrong in that circumstance by reaching out to TJ Cantwell and to the board. But other than that, I don't really have any more statements.
Do you happen to have the emails that you exchange emails between you and Mr. Cantwell?
I do, not printed copies.
Do you have them electronically?
Yes.
You could ask her if she could read the email that she sent to Mr. Cantwell and the email she got back.
Especially if you had a response
from
him.
And the date, particularly.
Yeah.
The date, I think, is the most important piece, too.
And we don't have any record of her sending an email to the board, right?
Not to me, anyways.
So it would have gone through the main address, right? So,
gosh, if she has it in her sent, that might work as well.
Then you're talking specifically of September 24th.
Okay. Well, I think that was the date because she said that she not only contacted Mr. Cantwell, but she also contacted the PT board. And I'm just checking to see did we get that email, or did it get lost in the computer Netherlands?
I sent her a notification of complaint and request for a response electronically. On September 27th, that is the earliest conversation that Ms. Loxy and I have had.
Okay, so is there any way to, while she's getting up her email, can we check to see if we have an email from her on the 24th or 25th?
She would have a copy potentially in her outbox as well.
In her sent box.
It was not sent through my email because it was on the board's website, so I actually don't have a record of that on my email.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Did it go to you on September 24th?
I don't have one, but I mean, I can check again.
Okay.
May I just ask a question? This is kind of out of order, but Dr. Donahue, so is there a general like email box that people can access off the website?
Not that I'm aware of. My understanding is that
you help me because I know you know.
Wait a minute.
You're not under oath. I'm sorry. Monica.
So
but
I need to consult.
Yeah. All right.
When we had the licensure issue, we did have an email that was identified as a general email.
Okay.
But we no longer have one.
I do not believe it was active at the time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So why don't you, if you found that on your phone, if you could read that to us.
Mm-hmm. So my my email to TJ Cantwell was, hello, I just applied for an Arizona compact license before realizing I needed to pass the jurisprudence exam before applying. I sent a request to test for the Arizona jurisprudence exam and will be scheduling that as soon as I receive approval. Will I have to reapply for the compact license since I haven't taken the exam yet? If so, what steps will I have to take next? I'm sorry for any inconvenience. Loxie Sickler.
And the date on that was?
That was September 24th.
That was the date you took the exam, right?
That was the day that I submitted the application.
You submitted your application.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have his response?
Yeah, he responded to me on the 25th, September 25th, and said, please contact the Arizona PT board immediately. There are several warnings slash attestations in the purchasing process that state you must have completed the jurisprudence exam first. It will be up to the Arizona PT board to determine how they want to handle the situation. TJ Cantwell.
May I see the emails, the string? Mm-hmm.